Actually,
we have new intros. Can we replace this one?
No, I'm keeping this one forever and ever.
Hey, you made it, you jerk. You got to deal with it.
Yeah. I didn't know we were going to be doing it for a year, though.
It's your own damn fault, buddy boy. Anyway, it's 7:41. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Shit. Yes, buddy. Are you drinking already this morning? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Nice. Good. Get it. Anyway, we got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Start a new career in the new year. Awesome starting pay, killer benefits, room to grow. Special-Lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today. Without saying the name, what is a TV show that is instantly recognizable based on one quote? All right, you hear that quote? You're like, oh, I know that show. I know it. I got it.
Oh, it's
got
to be a TV show. Damn it. Yeah. Mine was a movie.
No, it's a TV show. It's right there in the... Did you not check? Oh, I swear to God.
Damn, I had this whole thing all prepped out and ready to go.
Swear to God.
I got nothing now.
Can you think of one? Should I do mine and see if you can guess what it is?
Yeah, go ahead. What you got?
I was in the pool!
I was in the pool! Okay, it has something to do with his wiener.
Oh, come on, Hunter!
What was it?
I was in the pool.
I know this one. I've heard this before.
I'm so angry with you right now. Here, I'll help you out. Here's another quote from that show that you should know already. You double dip the chip.
Oh, I was going to say Seinfeld.
Yeah, there you go.
How many episodes of Seinfeld are? I'm sorry, I didn't recall the pool one.
You are worthless. Did you think of one yet, or should we go to Facebook and I'll let you think of
one? Let's just go right to Facebook. Blew the whole thing.
We got a ton of answers on Facebook. So without saying the name, what is a TV show that is instantly recognizable based on one quote? And we'll do our best to guess. I've looked at some of these, and I got a pretty good idea. So Hope had a good one. One of these days, Alice, bang, zoom, straight to the moon. I love
to
that.
To the moon.
The Honeymooners.
Okay. Honeymooners, right.
What about Melody? We'll see if we can if you can guess this one. Melody said, "Cut it out."
Oh, that's a great one. Full House. Joey right Gladstone. Yeah.
Cut it out. Classic.
Cut it out. I can even do the motion he does.
Nicole said, "Bazinga." I think we all know that one right there.
I can't stand that show.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Boy, they made.
Maybe
they
it's just
made,
not my style. I don't know.
They made a fortune on that show. They really did. What about Rod? He said, just the good old boys. Never mean it, no harm. Oh, yeah. Dukes the Hazzard.
Dukes, that's right. Yeah.
Right there,
Dukes.
Right at the beginning. The very beginning of the show, right there. You know it. As soon as you hear it, the bandolier.
Car flying through the air.
How many
General Lees did they go through?
I had like a lot.
There's a junkyard in like Louisiana or something. It's full of them.
Of General Lees, yeah. Chrissy had a good one. Without saying the name, what TV show is instantly recognizable just by one quote? We were on a break. You might not know this one.
We were on a break. Sounds like two people broke up. Young and the Restless.
No. Friends. That one's from Friends. Yeah. That's when Ross hooks up with someone else and Rachel, and they all get mad. And he's like, we were on a break. Classic Ross and Rachel. You know it. Yeah. What about this one? Antoine said, what'd you talk about, Willis?
Come on. The name of the show is... I picture the dad. I can do that. I can picture a whole episode almost. What you talking about, Willis?
Different strokes for different folks. Yeah. That's right. What you talking about, Willis?
Different strokes.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a great show. That was a good show.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook without saying the name, the title.
You got any cheese?
See, there you go. There you go. Family Matters. Did I do that? I'm surprised I haven't seen that one yet. What TV show is instantly recognizable by just one quote? We'll have yours. More to come. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Rocks.
Well, good morning. Giving you up and letting you down since 2016. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Maybe we won't give you up so much, but we're definitely going to let you down.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we'll keep trying, but we're just going to let you down every single time. Mm-hmm. It's 7:53. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Without saying the name, what is a TV show that is instantly recognizable based on one quote? Mm-hmm. Right? Just one quote, you say it. Let's take a phone call here. What is your one quote? See if we can guess the movie. Or, I'm sorry, that's a TV show. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got one for your topic of the day. You probably won't be able to guess the TV show for.
Try me.
Okay. Early 90s. Not the mama.
Oh, my God. Dinosaurs. Are you kidding me? I love that show.
There you go.
Yeah. Not the baby. Oh, dude. Good stuff. Yes. Good stuff.
They've got that relaunch on either Hulu. I believe it's Hulu. We started watching that again. So
I love it, man. That's a great one. Dude, that's a deep cut, though. I will say that. Deep cut. Nice.
Not
nice.
The mama.
There you go. You guys have a good one.
Later, buddy. Yep. That show is, when you look back at it, it's creepy now watching it. It's kind of a,
I've watched it a few times. It's a legit show. Here's the thing. We talked about this the other day. The original Ninja Turtles, there's something about those suits.
Yeah.
Those early 90s suits that makes you believe that those things are real.
Yeah.
CGI just doesn't do it.
Yep.
It's like the first Jurassic Park. It's whoever in Hollywood is making those Ninja Turtle suits, the dinosaurs, they made all of those.
We can tell. The human eye, at this point, we can still tell.
Dude, that is real.
And that that dinosaur show, I thought they were real dinosaurs. You know what scared me was his boss over at the...
the scary boss.
The dude, he'd go in, the eyes, like, dude, that was creepy as hell.
Beady eyes.
What was that? That was a Triceratops. He was a Triceratops, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And the guy, the voice is the guy from the Jeffersons. I can't think of his name, but that was
real
the guy.
Rough and real.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's a great show.
Great show, dude. I think definitely for older. You know, it wasn't really like a youngster show, but.
Like, if you show that show to kids nowadays, you think they'd be like, what?
No, probably. This? Yeah, they'd be like, this is weird. But Mom, I'm sure when I show it to my daughter, I'd be like, this is garbage, Dad. What? I want to watch something else. Put on Rugrats. All right, we got some more answers on Facebook. Without saying the name, what one TV show or a TV show that is instantly recognizable off of one quote? Bill said, "Beam me up, Scotty." Was that Harry Potter? No, I'm just kidding. That is Star Trek. Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. No, you're not into all that stuff, which is weird because you're kind of a space guy. I think you'd be into all that. So, let's see. Melody said, "Nanu Nanu." You know what that one is? Nanu Nanu.
Nanu Nanu.
Robin Williams.
Sounds like a kid's show.
Robin Williams. Classic quote, Nanu Nanu. It's from Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Yeah, what was it? What was it called?
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. Is that the one where we wear suspenders all
the
time?
Yeah, he's an alien Mork for Mork. What it was.
Yep. I've only seen that show like one episode one time.
It's a good show. Early Robin Williams, you know, that was kind of a major launching point for him. But, yep, Nanu Nanu. And he's the only guy who could pull off an alien character, in my mind, Mm-hmm. Chad had a good one. TV show that's instantly recognizable by one quote. Norm!
No, Norm.
Everyone yelling Norm, sitting around a bar? Everybody?
Oh, cheers.
There you go. You got it.
Sorry.
Yep. What about this? Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being...
Travel down the road and back again.
See, I know that, but I can't put the name of the show to it. What is it?
Golden Girls. For God's sakes, you're terrible.
Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's
a lot of old shows out there this morning.
Yeah. I think older shows had more quotable stuff than nowadays, or maybe just because there's so much nowadays. You know,
hey,
back
there,
then.
Hey, little buddy.
Back
you didn't
then,
know that one yesterday.
No, I couldn't think of it. What did I say that was?
Hey there, little buddy.
Is CSI? Is that what it is?
Gilligan's Island.
No, CSI. But you know what I think it is? Nowadays, because there's so much streaming, there's so many options. Back before streaming, everyone watched what was on TV. So all of these quotes, these taglines got ingrained into our brains, you know?
Wow.
What about this? That's what she said. That was Jonathan's answer. That's what she said. That's what she said.
It's been quoted so many times. Come on, I can't put that on.
The Office. The Office.
Watch that too much.
Shannon, how you doing? That was hers. How you doing? We've already said this one. Joey Tribbiani. Uh-huh. How you doing?
Friends.
There you go. Attaboy. Nice. Brandon had a good one. I'll see if I can. Lucy, I'm home.
Oh, that's an easy one. I love Lucy.
Lucy. Good stuff. That was a terrible Ricky Ricardo. Oh, Lucy, I'm home.
That's not even close.
Lucy, you got some splendid to do. Lossy. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Show was on constantly when I went over to my grandma's house.
Great show. Great show. I haven't watched the new one now with Nicole Kidman and
there's a new
Javier.
One?
Well, it's like Being Lucy. Or something like
just
that.
Just leave it alone, guys.
No. It's more of like a docuseries. It's not like them redoing it. Being the Ricardos or something like. And it's got
it's
Nicole
like making a new Gilligan's Island. Come on,
that would be good. I would watch that. Yeah. What about this one? Bobby had a good one. That boy ain't right.
King of the Hill.
Yeah, that boy. Dang it, Bobby.
How about Bobby?
Let's say. Ooh, this was a good one. Blake had a good one. TV show instantly recognizable. One quote: "No soup for you. No soup for you."
It's Seinfeld. Yeah. That's a great episode. No soup for you.
No soup for you. Which based on a real guy. Nice one. I think I got time for. Oh, that. Yeah.
You're finally gonna score.
See, I'm surprised you didn't do that one. You didn't do that one. Let's do maybe one more. Well, here we go. Chad had a good one.
Simpsons.
If you don't know that one.
Which you need to watch again, dude. I'm telling you, the Simpsons are
maybe
every bit of what they always have been.
I wasn't allowed
the
to.
Reason they're still
kid.
Around, man.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch it. My mom's going to call me like, did you watch the Simpsons, young man? Like, no, I didn't. I swear. I'm not allowed to. You're crowded. All right. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.